sense for between all these hospitals, a central one like Charing Cross or Hammersmith to upgrade, and everyone else like Chelsea Westminster to downgrade. But then you have
I think possibly not fair to ask you, but if you want to have a go in answering it, it's a much bigger question than how is the Chelsea Westminster run.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. It relates to the population of London, over 2 million people, a very mixed population, and how their care needs are going to be best addressed over the next 20 to 50 years. And it's been commented on several times that London's an unusual place, and one of the areas in which it's unusual is it's got a lot of hospital facilities. But as you've just heard me say, lengths of stay in hospital have got shorter and shorter, mainly because we've got new technology and new drugs, and we handle things very differently today. Between 70 and 90% of surgery that's done in a hospital today will be done as a day case. And that compares to probably the average patient staying for 10 days when I first started 30 years ago. So things have moved on dramatically, and people's expectations have moved dramatically. So when you look at a population like North West London with many hospital facilities, and you're trying to sort out how do we spend a diminishing resource on an increasing number of people who require healthcare and social care for the future, you look at the whole of that North West London population. I don't think, you know, one of the principles that I think was consulted on was keeping services as local as possible. If you simply centralise everything into any one hospital, you will cause massive travelling and commuting problems for everyone that's got to get to it. And actually, most of the services people need could have been delivered more locally. So I'm not here, as you say, to support or justify the public consultation that went ahead and the decision that was subsequently made for shaping a healthier future. But I do think what was at the heart of it was making sure there was the critical mass of expertise in major hospitals, with five major A&E departments serving those populations, with hospitals in between that having urgent care centres and emergency facilities that could meet those patients with less acute needs. And maybe there aren't a dozen ways in which you could cut that, but I think after a lot of public consultation, which was clinically led by GPs, by hospital physicians, the consultation concluded that we would have the arrangement that we are now moving toward. So I'm not here to justify